98.1 KZE. It is MK with you in the studio with me today from the Kingston, the Hudson Valley LGBTQ Center. Vice President of the Board, Cade Friedman, is here. Cade, welcome.
Thanks, MK. It's great to be here.
It's lovely to meet you. And I've been kind of a fan from afar of the Hudson Valley LGBTQ Center for a long time. You guys do amazing work. Will you give me a little rundown on the organization and what makes you guys special?
Yeah, of course. So we've been around 20 years. This is our 20th year. We're going to have a big anniversary party in the fall, so stay tuned for that. Mm-hmm. And we are one of the only LGBTQ centers in the country that was started by lesbians and not by gay men.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so we have a very interesting history of the people in charge sort of shifting hands across 20 years.
Right.
To where we are now.
Yeah. So you were telling me you serve six counties?
Yeah. So we serve four counties. We have grants for four counties, but we really provide services for almost six.
Yeah. That's amazing. Yeah. And what kind of programming does the center do?
So everything from mental health counseling, like one-on-one, group counseling, affinity groups, support groups that are facilitated by mental health counselors, to drag shows. And we've been having town halls lately with several of the politicians here in the Hudson Valley. And then, of course, Pride.
Cool. Yeah. So yeah. It's Pride Month, which, of course, is a bit of a marathon month for the queer community.
It really is.
Which, you know, we do to ourselves, but...
Yes. You know, this year was special because all of the different cities and counties got together and said, let's each pick one day instead of a whole weekend.
Okay.
And pair up with a city near us so that we're not competing for attendance.
Right,
and so
right,
people
right.
can actually go to all of the prides of the cities and places that they like to go
that
to.
That is genius. I don't think I knew that was a concerted effort between all the different cities. So, of course, we're involved with Beck Hook Pride this Sunday, which is going to be a lot of fun. And then Kingston Pride was, I heard, a smashing success despite the weather.
Yes, it was fantastic. We had Big Gay Hudson Valley lent us their... I think it's 130-foot long trans flag. It's the largest trans flag in the world.
Whoa.
And so we carried that like waving down the streets. It was almost like an ocean of a flag.
That's amazing.
With hundreds of people. It was really beautiful.
So much fun. You know, I've been talking to a lot of the Beck Hook Pride folks, performers and participants about just kind of what Pride means and why it's important as well as fun. And I think, you know, we've talked a lot about how now more than ever, visibility is a really important thing, and how, you know, we're not, those of us, you know, here boots on the ground, we're not at a level where, you know, we can really directly enact change, but what we can do is refuse to disappear.
Totally.
Yeah.
I also think change happens at the local level. Mm-hmm. And often that's even more effective than trying to, you know, make a large scale change happen. And so I think what we're seeing now across the country are smaller pockets mobilizing.
Yeah.
Like mutual aid in communities and people just really wanting to support each other.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, in that vein, it's really important for organizations like the Hudson Valley LGBTQ Center to exist because you provide services that certainly the federal government has really never been providing, but is certainly not going to now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, even in this past year, even before the election, you know, once in a while, someone from another state will show up at our door and say, like, I am a refugee from a state that will not let me be myself. Like, where can I park my car to sleep in it? You know, and we immediately say, you are not sleeping in your car. We will find you somewhere to crash tonight. You know, we'll help you find housing. Yeah. Come out to dinner, you know.
So what has your experience been like working at the center? You know, what are kind of some of the success stories that you've seen and some of kind of the common threads among, you know, the people who come seeking your programming?
You know, it's interesting. Just before COVID, there was a group of people who sort of called the center out for being racist, transphobic, ableist. And it coincided sort of with the pandemic. And so the center shut down. And I was part of a group of people who sort of helped to bring it back to life. Mm. And so we hired a new executive director and a whole new staff. It's almost an entirely new board. Only one person stayed. And that's been a huge success, just like turning it around. And also, you know, the list of demands from the people in 2019 and 2020 who wanted the center to do better, we've actually accomplished most of that.
That's great.
And so, you know, there's trans staff at the center and on the board. There's way more people of color in leadership positions, and the kinds of things that they were asking for, we've made happen, you know. And like we were talking about before, it's grassroots local change, you know, helping your community do better.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah,
I mean, I've only ever known the center to be you know, a really good-hearted organization, you know, folks trying to help each other at the grassroots level. So yeah, I mean, and it's amazing to be able to hear criticism and, you know, take that feedback and, you know, instead of being defensive, say like, okay, you know what? Yes. What can we do better? And doing it better.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, people were defensive. It has taken us several years to get to the place where we are now. But yes, totally.
In large part, not even like a lot of the same folks, but you know, to keep the organization alive because it is providing such a necessary service in the community is wonderful. And to keep it alive, you know, in a better form than it was before.
Totally.
Yeah. Awesome. Friedman is my guest today from the Hudson Valley LGBTQ Center, talking about Pride Month, talking about the center and their programming. Are you guys looking for volunteers? Is there any
opportunity to help? We are always looking for volunteers.
Yeah.
There is a Google form on the website. It's LGBTQcenter.org. And volunteers really help us run.
Yeah. What kind of things can volunteers do?
Everything from sitting at the front desk and welcoming people in, giving tours, helping set up and break down for different programs. I'm sure there's more that I'm forgetting, but that's a lot of it.
And I mean, kind of a good way to get your foot in the door, too, if you're like, man, I would really like to kind of get involved, but I'm, you know, or even just I need to connect with my queer community and I don't really know where to start. Volunteering at the center seems like a pretty good way to meet people.
Yeah.
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 Get your foot in the door and become, you know, just become somebody who's part of the community.
Yeah. I mean, so many people going back all 20 years have said that they've met their best friends, their partners, their chosen family at the center.
Yeah.
And it's incredible to be able to be a hub like that, especially thinking about how 20 years ago it was the only place.
Yeah.
And now we are flush throughout Ulster County and beyond with
queer safe spaces. Has it been in the Wall Street location that whole 20 years?
Yeah, we own that building.
Yeah, because I mean, when you think about it too, 20 years ago, there was not a whole lot going on Wall Street.
No.
When I moved to Kingston, there was not a whole lot going on Wall Street. So yeah, and it's like the city has sprung up around you.
Yeah. It's also interesting because most centers rent their buildings, and mm-hmm. so we own ours, and so we've been able to make lots of like permanent capital infrastructure changes.
Yeah.
We have an elevator, we have community spaces, we have a queer library that's also a computer lab with brand new computers, and so people use it all the time.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, the main thing that I would really love to just highlight for Pride Month and in the series of interviews that I've been doing is just, you know, how important community is, how important it is for us to support each other, you know, as things get crazier and crazier and scarier for the queer community at the federal level. And, you know, what we can do, because, you know, we're probably not going to have the resources to be marching on Washington anytime soon, is help each other. And, you know, find the people in your community that you identify with who, you know, and just be a teammate.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, thank you for being a part of that at the center.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. What are anything else you want people to know about the center?
I think that's sort of everything that's been happening lately.
Yeah, we hit the good overview.
And I think we're sort of also still in a little bit of transition, you know, getting programs back up and running and also just like reacting to and dealing with what's happening at the federal level, what's happening with state pass-through money, how grants are needing things to be reworded now in order to keep that funding. And so,
yeah. So, I mean, actually that calls to mind, like if you are out there and you're like, I'm scared, I want to take action, I want to get involved, getting involved at the center at a volunteer level is a really great way to help.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we've been hosting town halls since the election. And in one of the last town halls, everyone broke off into groups of actions they want to take locally.
Cool.
And so there are now, I think, a dozen small groups working for things like just let's have trans joy and center that throughout the community,
yeah.
Which I appreciated as a trans person. But even things like, you know, sending postcards and calling Congress people or going and visiting your neighbors in counties that are more red and asking for support. So there's lots to do.
Plenty of ways to get involved. And that is LGBTQcenter.org.
Yeah.
awesome. It's the Hudson Valley LGBTQ Center right on Wall Street in Kingston. You can get involved. You can volunteer. You can go to one of their events and just go have fun because it's a wonderful place full of joy.
Yeah.
Kate, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks, MK.
And you've picked out our song to segue into here, which this is an artist that I had not heard of before, Beverly Glenn Copeland. Do you want to tell us a little bit about this song?
Yeah, I mean, Beverly Glenn Copeland is a Black trans musician who has been around, I think they're in their mid-80s now, and have really become an inspiration to younger trans people who are up and coming now. And last year, they redid their like trans anthem called Ever New with Sam Smith. And so I think that's what we're going to hear.
Spring, the summer